AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A police dash cam video shows a Texas state trooper trying to drag a black motorist from her car after a minor traffic infraction, then drawing his stun gun and threatening her for refusing to follow his orders.
I will light you up. Get out!
Wow.
Now!
Wow.
Get out of the car!
Really, for a failure to signal. You're doing all of this for
get
a
over there!
3 days later, Sandra Bland was found dead in her jail cell. Authorities say she hanged herself with a black plastic garbage bag, a contention her family and supporters dispute. The trooper, Brian Encinia, is on administrative leave for violating unspecified police procedures and the Department of Public Safety's courtesy policy. Ferguson, Missouri has a new interim police chief. Andre Anderson is on leave as a police commander in Glendale, Arizona. He says his job is to improve relations between police and citizens.
Simply to build trust, to develop community policing in this area with exception.
The shooting death of Michael Brown, a black 18-year-old, by a white police officer in Ferguson, touched off protest and violence in the St. Louis suburb last summer. Billionaire Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump plans to visit Laredo, Texas, along the Mexico border tomorrow. Trump has spoken in incendiary terms about immigrants in this country illegally, describing them as criminals and rapists. Trump has also drawn sharp criticism for his verbal attacks on Senator John McCain, as well as others in the GOP race. The sentencing phase in Colorado theater shooter James Holmes' trial starts today. Jury found him guilty of killing 12 people and injuring 70 others. Must now decide if he should get the death penalty or a life sentence. A federal appeals court upholds a ruling striking down a North Dakota law banning abortions when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals affirming the federal judge's ruling that the law was unconstitutional. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 73. This is AP Radio News. The morning commute has been a nightmare for 3 straight days for train passengers into New York from New Jersey.
For the 3rd day in a row, power problems on Amtrak lines delayed New Jersey Transit trains into and out of Penn Station in New York. This time, an early morning power failure restricted access to the Soul train tunnel under the Hudson River, which is 105 years old. Commuters faced delays of up to 90 minutes. New Jersey Transit's 12 rail lines serve more than 85,000 travelers a day. The breakdowns come barely a week after the system's board voted to increase fares by an average of 9%. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Washington Post files an urgent petition with the United Nations in the hopes that the world body will pressure Iran to release one of its journalists. Jason Rezaian was arrested more than a year ago and held for months in solitary confinement without charge. The Post executive editor Martin Barron says Rezaian's ordeal is a disgraceful violation of human rights. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.